The seventh, joy and sorrow of Joseph. We read it earlier, so I won't read the whole thing again, but this is again when they leave, when Jesus is 12 years old, and they leave, and they find after a bit that Jesus is not with them. We've talked about this before. Can you imagine what that was like? Can you imagine what it's like for parents, their child? And this is the Son of God. And they've misplaced him. And they search for 3 days. Can you imagine, like chickens with your head cut off? Think about one of your kids missing for 3 days when they were 12 years old. This was the largest city in the region until you got to Cairo or Ramses in Egypt. This is Jerusalem. And they can't find him for 3 days. And they go into the temple, and there he is. And when Jesus, they, and because you see, they were doing the religious thing, they were doing what was required of them. Every Jewish male, no matter where you lived in the Middle East, were required to go to 2 feasts every year, Passover and Pentecost. You were required to make that pilgrimage. Well, he took his whole family, and evidently other members of the family all traveled down from Nazareth. So he was being spiritual. He was doing the religious thing. He was going to church. You with me? He was doing the right thing. But when they found Jesus, Jesus said to them, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know I had to be in my Father?" That's the language. "Didn't you know I had to be in my Father?" I think it's King James, "about my Father's business." That's not bad. Here's the thing I pray. One, that I would steward well his presence. Because those in doing all the right, quote, religious things, they were doing the right religious stuff, and nobody was more familiar with Jesus than they were. It's those who are doing the religious things consistently and who are most familiar with Jesus are the ones most likely to misplace him. We feel so good about who we are because we're doing what's required of us that we take for granted his presence. So I pray through this story, Lord, cause me to steward well the presence of Jesus, to nurture and never take his presence for granted. And then secondly, I'm the body through which Jesus lives, that I'll never forget that the life that Jesus lives